Okay.
You know, Dr. Oz has a doctor, and we have him here with us right now, Michael Royzen, MD, ladies and gentlemen. He's got a do-over book now. You can do yourself over, and you can live unlimited numbers of years. I'm going to check into that. But you're welcome, please. Michael Royzen, MD, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Oz's doctor. How are you? What is the scarf you got here?
This is a scarf to celebrate the Cavs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we want you to be an honorary Cavs fan.
Oh, thank you. It's a little warmer. I'd wear it right now. However, go Cavs. Very nice.
Say that louder.
Yeah. Do you have seats for the Cavs, right?
I'm fanatic, yes.
Are you courtside?
Close.
How can you be close to courtside? Either you are or you aren't.
Well, so you can see the big screen without killing your neck.
That's good. This is the new book. This is your duo. By the way, does Dr. Oz, when he has something here that goes like this, does he come to you?
We talk a lot.
You talk a lot. I mean, will you give him a little look at?
If need be, yes. He's pretty good at managing himself.
Well, I know.
He stays healthy.
You can't
I brought a set of books for you, not just one, but a lot of the books we wrote so that you could give them away.
Okay, we'll give them away. Just leave them. And I guess there are seven secrets to if they're secrets, why would you publish this and ruin it for everyone?
So that everyone in the audience could have the secrets.
So
we really have to be serious for just a second, we really have a serious problem in America because our diabetic rates are, which were less than 1%, are now around
10%.
And the prediction is that they will, you know, someplace between 150 and 220 million Americans we'll have it by 2050.
Yeah.
And if we treat them at the same cost we do now, that's 15% of our GDP, not 15% of medical expenses. So will dementia care, so will osteoarthritis care, so will heart attack and post-heart attack care, so will cancer and post-cancer care, which means we don't need that and food, and you don't need radio shows or, if you will, manufacturing or anything else, which means we can't get there.
Yeah.
So a large part of our income inequality is caused by the increased medical expenses of chronic disease.
Yeah.
So these are the
secrets. Was that all one sentence, by the way? A lot of commas.
Well,
there are a lot of commas in there, I'll tell you.
It's a really important sentence for America.
Great. No, I see what you're
saying. And so, that's why we wrote the book, because you can get a do-over. This isn't our change in our genes.
Yeah.
It's a change in our habits.
Yeah. Did they give Dr. Oz the TV show instead of you?
Because it's too long a sentence.
Is there a little resentment lingering, you think? Because Dr. Oz, everyone knows Dr. Oz. But that could have been Dr. Easily.
As you can tell, he's much better at sound bites than I am.
Yeah, well, he's good. He's very good. Let's cut right to the longevity thing now. I know it's a little bit controversial, but what's the difference between living to 150 and 160? Is it smoking?
There are 14, I hate to be serious again, there are 14 major areas of research on things that cause us to age.
Right.
One of which is...
Marriage.
Well, marriage is a double-edged sword,
I'll say. And it swings both ways, believe me.
It can make you a lot younger or a lot older.
Yeah.
So, never mind.
Okay.
It's the best thing I ever did was meet my wife, so we can say that.
No, I met her, and I feel the same way about her.
One of these areas is likely to have a breakthrough. The same guy who predicted that there would be a breakthrough in when Big Blue would beat the chess champion Kasparov to the day in whatever it was, the early 90s, predicted that sometime between 2020 and 2030, one of these areas would have a breakthrough and we would be able to live to 160 at the same quality of life we have at 45.
That doesn't make him reliable as a source, though.
It's absolutely not reliable. He is the chief innovation. He is the chief innovation officer at Google, so he has some...
Well, once again, that's Google, you know.
And
If you know if a machine is going to beat a chess master or something, not the same as saying that suddenly people are going to be 160, is it?
No, it isn't.
No.
But what he is saying is the research is advancing fast enough that it is likely that one of these 14 areas will have a breakthrough, and we will sometime in the next 10 years learn to be able to live to 160 with the same quality of life we have now.
You mean this bad?
Yeah, this good.
With the same wife and everything for 160 years? Are you kidding me?
We can listen to replays of What Do You Know?
Yeah. Well, I could do the show for 100 years instead of 31 lousy years.
You can come back.
Yeah. Well, there's enough time for a comeback, I think.
Right.
So do you think that that's going to happen? Do you think you're going to live to be 150?
I think it is very likely.
Because you must be doing all the right things, right?
I am trying to do all the right things.
What were some of those right things be?
One of them is walking. Four areas in physical activity. Yeah. There are five foods to avoid. And one of the keys is managing stress. Mm. And another is enjoying life and laughing a lot.
Yeah.
So that's why we should keep listening to your show.
Yeah. Okay. Nicely turned around, doctor.
Now, I have a quiz question for you.
Wait a minute. Let's go back. This is pretty important.
I have a question for you.
Wait a second. You didn't get the Oz show. You're not going to get my show. Wait a minute. Don't be so nice to me. I forget what I was going to say now.
I didn't. So
okay, go ahead.
We have one thing in common. We were both fired or terminated by the same radio station.
Oh.
What was it?
I can't remember. There's been some. We're on WGN for a while?
WGN. Oh, yeah, both terminated our programs.
Ah. Okay, well, that's a conversation starter. Let's go back to the seven secrets and get out of this whole thing now. Walking, you say walk 10,000 steps a day?
Right, so we don't know why walking is such a wonderful thing. You talked in the last hour about the college students checking their pedometers. Well, it is a good thing. You want to get 10,000 steps.
Yeah.
Somehow 10,000 steps breaks down the metabolic problem that insulin resistance causes.
Hmm.
And so you at 10,000 is much more than 8,000, 12,000 doesn't give you more health benefit. You get more fit.
Just
but
knock
you
off at 10.
You don't get more health benefit than 10,000. So
we should give
you a pedometer and have you do 10,000 a day.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? What I was thinking, they find that these devices that count people's every movement and stuff cause stress. So aren't you, in effect, you're doing the exercise, but they're checking them, and they're kind of, I don't have my 10,000 steps, you know.
Is that
stress inducing in some way?
You can manage stress, hopefully, and that's another big part of living
longer.
Could
you just walk that much without counting them?
Sure you can, but it's much easier if you count it. You know, I don't go to bed without 10,000, so I do live it, if you will, and it's really easy to do, and I guess I feel really proud when I do it.
So it's 11 o'clock, 11:30, I don't know when you go to sleep.
Well,
You're in bed, and you notice that you've only got 7,000 steps left.
Do you get up and walk around your room? I get on a treadmill, yes.
You do? You will?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I set it for California time, so I have 3 extra hours when I'm in the East Coast.
Okay. What do you do when you're on a plane? All that wasted time. Are you one of those guys who walks up and down?
No, you can't walk up and down the aisles, but you can walk. You know, one, they're nice enough to give the corridors in the airport a long way, if you will. And you can walk around the airport.
Okay, let's go on to the five food felons.
Right, so there are five foods. Everything else is fine to eat. There are five foods that age our body.
Yeah.
Added sugar, added syrups. Simple carbohydrate. By the way, I don't know who set up the food backstage in the green room, but I think they were trying to kill you.
Okay. I didn't eat it. They escaped me.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, so added syrups,
and John,
added sugar.
John tastes all my food for me. So.
You mean they're trying to kill John?
Apparently, indirectly.
Anyway, and then food that's associated with saturated fat and then trans fat, which will be bad. So they're banned in the United States.
So it's like three sugars and two fats.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So everything else is fine.
That shouldn't be hard to do.
No, not hard to. And the great thing is what you want to do, as Jim Perko in our kitchen says, if you will, our test kitchen at the Cleveland Clinic says, in fact, you want to love food that loves you back. So you want to develop food, find food that you love to eat, and have those and modify those so that you eat them frequently and that will love you back.
Let's cut down right to number five, get it on.
Right, so
what does that mean to you? We're of the same generation, aren't we? Let's get it on.
Right. So relationships are important and...
Oh, relationships, forget it then. I thought it meant, you know. Boy, that hurts if you're doing it for no reason. Yes, go on.
So
they're saying.
So for both men and women...
Sexuality. Can we call it
that? Sexuality does lower, make you younger. It's mutually monogamous sex, hopefully.
mutually monotonous sex? Is that what you said?
Yes, mutually
monotonous.
And there's pretty good data that the more orgasms you have, both men and women, the younger you will be.
Yeah. I'm having one right now, just talking.
I wondered what that expression was.
I think I went down about 6 months.
They can't see that on the radio, unfortunately.
I lost 6 months just now.
Actually,
let's go for a year, Doc.
We say that's getting a year younger, right?
Okay. Now, all right, so that's pretty self-evident. How much sex should we have if we're not having it? How much should... Just once a day? Once a month?
Once a day works pretty well.
Once every lunar New Year?
We don't have a lot of data greater than once a day. You know, it's hard to get a control group for that.
Yeah. College students. They're the college students. They got pedometers. They got, like, sex once a day, at least.
So the average 58-year-old man in America has, and we have much...
John just took one of your books.
Good. The average...
He's cutting right to get it on.
The average 58-year-old man in America has sex 58 times a year. It just works out.
Is it by age?
It just works out. It doesn't go up as
I'm 67
you get older,
now, but I'm not getting it 67 times.
So if you have it, if you triple
not even
that,
in the millennium, I don't think.
If you triple that to 150 times a year, three times a week, it makes you about 8 years younger.
Wait a minute, you have to triple it. You're getting it. How often you?
Well, no. You can any increase is better.
You're getting it once a week, approximately, right?
If you're 58. If you're on the typical American,
and you've got to convince her to do it three times a week.
Right. Or she, you.
Could you write me a prescription?
Wait a second.
In fact,
at Executive Health at the Cleveland Clinic, where I do some of this, I've had a number of patients come in and ask for prescriptions. Some even women ask for prescriptions for that.
Yeah. Okay, good. Was there a Sandy Wolins who came in? No, I don't think so. Prescribe yourself passion. Is that the same thing?
Correct. Okay. So you want to have...
Those
well,
two
it's
are
not,
together.
That's really not the same thing. But whatever you do, I mean, I feel very fortunate because I get to talk about what I'm passionate about, helping people stay and get younger.
Yeah.
And so that's one of my passions.
I say have a passion.
Yes, so have a passion.
Yeah.
You may be doing it because you love the radio show and you do a great job making the rest of us laugh. So maybe that's your passion.
So I should get another passion is what you're saying.
If this is your only passion, you should get another one, right?
All right, thanks, doctor. I appreciate that. And finally...
Maybe WGN needs another morning person.
They called me back one years later. But I think
they didn't call me back.
I think it was the wrong number anyway. They thought it was someone else. Seven of these seven, recruit a buddy.
Right, so... The most surprising thing, what we did is I started a website called realage.com, which you can calculate. It's a free website. And on that site, what we found is that when people come back repeatedly, what they say is the secret. We did 1 million people who had come back out of the 18 million. 1 million came back and kept lowering, making themselves younger. And those that came back and making themselves younger, they had these seven secrets.
When they come back, what do you mean come back?
They come back to the website and do their real age
repeatedly. Oh, they return to the website.
Right. And the key was having a buddy. that is someone who they enjoyed being with, who also had the same health goals as they did, who also wanted to have a do-over or get themselves younger. So the key, really, in maintaining health is having someone you love being with who also wants to be healthy.
Yeah. Okay. And what are the odds on that?
Well,
on any of these, right, the sex and
well, in fact, we had, you know, we started a place called Buddy Match on the site. So
really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
And we had when
I can get
when,
a buddy.
You know, yeah. And so You on a Doc came out. You on a Diet came out, and You on a Diet sold a huge number. But we had after 6 months, we had 360,000 pairs of buddies on the site. Emailing each other or talking to each other through the site daily. So it was a huge, huge thing. People can get a buddy who has the same goal of losing weight, and it really helps.
And is there a way, now you're 58, did you say?
I'm
57?
I'm actually 70.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
My real age is really about 50, but my calendar age is 70.
Really?
Yeah. You want to see my driver's license?
No, I really don't. You look marvelous.
Thank you. I do all the things in the books.
You do, huh? And did you look really horrible before you started doing this? Before you figured this out, and you look like a, you know, like an old guy on a bus you might see, but and now
well,
you're.
That's the remarkable thing about getting a do-over. Yeah. You really, and in fact, we do this with a lot of people on the Dr. Oz show. My favorite is a guy named Rocco, who's in the book. Yeah. Who literally looked like he was about 80 when he was 53, decided he wanted to live for his grandkids, totally reformed, pulled 70% of the plaque out of his coronary arteries with just his own lifestyle changes, still appears with me periodically. It's now about 6 years later, and he looks at least 30 years younger than he did when he was on the first time on the Dr. Oz show.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, so outward appearance is a reflection of your inward health.
The book is called...
No one's laughing, but that's true.
That sounds great. No, it sounds
if I've
great.
Got to tell you when to laugh, we're not going to do very well.
No, we're not. This is your do-over, Seven Secrets. Dr. Roizen, thank you so much for being
here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you. Fascinating stuff. It's worth looking at. It's worth living this way if it does all those things. Thank you. Leave the books here. We'll just throw them out to the audience. I mean, we won't throw them out. Dr. Michael Roizen is at the Cleveland Clinic as well, and he writes all these books, and he's Dr. Oz's doctor.